This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Linda Parsons was born with aniridia and was registered as severely sight impaired at the age of four. She has struggled through the education system in the 1960s and 70s, but has adapted to life with sight loss and now volunteers with Peterborough Sight. Amongst other things, Linda joins us now. Linda, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for letting me do this for you.
Linda, can you start by telling us a little bit about your sight loss and your sight condition?
Aniridia is a condition where you're basically born with no iris and your pupils are permanently dilated, and therefore bright light has always been a very serious side effect for me. On a sort of like an overcast day today, if it's white cloud, that is just like looking at snow for me, so I have to wear my sunglasses. And I remember some years back when we'd had snow in March, the house across the road had got all the snow on the roof and I had to walk around the house wearing my sunglasses because it was so reflective for me.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you managed through the education system and adapting to life with sight loss in, you know, the 1960s and 70s, where the level of support was very different to what it is now?
It most certainly was. I'd actually try and say it was virtually non-existent unless you went to special schools like It's Hall Grange and Dalton Lodge, I think it's called, or was called. First of all, probably in junior school, I didn't really notice it. It was just me. People used to make fun of me, but I didn't quite understand it. I didn't know how to verbally fight back anyway. And then when I got to senior school, they used to sit me in the front row, which I didn't particularly like. But at least I could see the board, and that's how I got around it. And it's only been sort of really since I've started working that I've been able to get support for anything. People always think they know best. Like to me, if they're trying to say I want in large print, they'll do, rather than do the electronic big print, they'll sort of do it onto an A4, the photocopy, and enlarge it onto A3, which is ridiculous because you can't handle A3 paper when you're trying to read it. That the support that I've had since I've been in work has been a hell of a lot better, and that's been basically since about the late 80s.
Were you allowed to go to specialist education?
I seem to remember my mum saying that the local social services did want me to go to special school, but she refused, and I can't really moan about that because I suppose I had to go through mainstream and put up with things.
Have you found that being in mainstream education has given you a more realistic idea of what life can be like on the outside with sight loss?
Oh, I think definitely. At that time, I mean, I was partially sighted, but I was able to read things, you know, albeit hold it a bit nearer my face, but I was able to read, and I used to sort of just thoroughly enjoy reading and just looking at stuff, but of course can't do that now.
You're also volunteering for Peterborough Sight. What do you do as part of your volunteering role?
My main one is that I answer the phone Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday mornings for them, and I take messages and I pass them on to a field map to the appropriate people. I do that from home.
And, you know, how do you find volunteering makes a difference in your day-to-day life?
Well, I think it makes a difference because people with sight loss are ringing up sometimes for help or want to know when a certain meeting is. And because I am empathetic to what they're asking, I find it quite nice. I'm actually helping people.
What else do you find has helped you to adapt to life with sight loss? What have you found the most useful?
I think the biggest one was I got made redundant at the end of 2010, and I was only using my long cane every now and again, but as soon as I got made redundant, I was using it more. And it does help me, and B, I think a lot of people realise what a white cane is and sort of give me a wide berth, and they try to understand it. And my last guide dog got finished a couple of years ago. No, he didn't. He retired 15 months ago, and I've had this new one about 3 months at the moment. So life has been very, very different. And people, even if they talk to the dog first before they talk to me, at least they're talking. That's what I like.
And you are also quite a bookworm. You loved books, well, when you were in school and now to this day. Is that correct?
Yes, I do. But the only trouble is it all has to be the talking book. But I don't think you could beat a book. If you don't understand a paragraph or want to read a chapter again, you can flick the pages back and read it again. Whereas with the talking magazines, if you've got like three or four articles in one section. You think, oh, I want to go back to that second one. If you press go back, you're actually going back to the beginning of the article. So you've got to listen to the first article again. That's my biggest frustration. But no, I still love reading.
Have you ever tried Braille when it comes to reading books or magazines?
When I was at RNIB, I trying to read Braille, and my skills are still ongoing. The only problem with that is I don't call myself a proficient Braille reader. I can read it for a couple of pages, but then all my concentration goes. I cannot consistently concentrate. All of a sudden, my concentration goes, and I have to put it down. But no, I feel the more I read Braille, the better I am getting. But I'd never be able to enjoy a long book.
Finally, what would be your message to people going through sight loss and who may be new to sight loss? What would be your message to them to keep going and, you know, encourage people to become independent and make the most of it?
Basically, ask for help. It don't matter, even if you go to the wrong place, they might be able to signpost you to somewhere else, and not to feel afraid to ask for help. And there are millions of other people that have got visual impairment. You're not alone.
Fantastic. Linda Parsons, thank you very much for coming on and sharing your sight loss story with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.